Hi, hello, hey. So I was given a task to write a song about something special in my life, about a moment that happened, or maybe a person, or a thing, or even an animal. So I would just like to tell you how my process went and how I got to a song that I'm actually very, very proud of. It took me a while to choose what I wanted to write about, or in this case, who. I had 10 very great options, and then 5 very great songs that went with those, with 5 of those 10. And then I looked, and something caught my eye, and I knew I just had to write about it. So I have written about my best friend, and our relationship in general, all the ups and downs, but how we can all end up getting together. And a quote actually from my narrative, or one of the reasons why I wrote about my best friend, was meeting my best friend was a turning point for me, and that is the reason why I chose that moment. I think it's just important for you to know that I didn't just write a song about my best friend because it was the easiest choice, but I wrote about my best friend because she really truly changed me for the better, and I am so grateful for her every day. And it's kind of a thank you, but also it's also me acknowledging that she is the one who helped me change into who I am today. So for step one, we had to do everything that I said before, and we also had to write a mini story about the moment that we chose. And since I chose my best friend as like a moment overall, I decided to focus in on the moment that I met her, and that was open house in 5th grade. We did not hit it off, but then our friendship started to blossom, and now here we are. And in this narrative, we also had to have some, I guess you could say, clips or lyrics from the song that we chose to associate with this memory. And for this memory, I decided to associate Alec Benjamin's If We Have Each Other song. And so this is from a direct quote from my narrative. It's, "She is truly like a sister to me, and I have no idea where or what I would do without her. These lyrics describe what it's like to be your best friend, and these are the lyrics." When the world's not perfect, when the world's not kind, if we have each other, then we'll both be fine. I just think that really fits, because it's true. I have had some really rough times in my life, and she has had terrible times in her life too, and we've both been there for each other. And we came out even better than we went into that problem, or when it made us better separately and together. Our relationship was stronger than ever before. Step two is where things got tricky. So everything started off fine with step two. I just had to figure out a tone of what the song was meaning. And to me, it was very blunt and clear that the song was trying to portray that someone will always have your back no matter what, through all the hard times and through all the good times. They'll always be there for you, and that's all you need. And then part B of step two got a little bit trickier. I had to brainstorm some song lyrics and make up some song lyrics from different songs, and it was very tricky. I'm no songwriter. I actually have tried to make songs in the past, and it has not worked out. And it really had me, I was nervous, because I wanted to have a good song in the end, but I couldn't get anything there. In part B, I did that a separate day than all the other parts, because I couldn't figure anything out. So I ended up doing it. The lyrics were basic. They are not the greatest, and I don't think only maybe 2 are in the actual song. The other ones I just didn't like at all. Part C was just a reflection of a Google Meet about learning how to write a song and stuff. And then to the juicy part, the final draft of our song. So I saw those five words and I freaked out. I was like, they're just throwing us in here. They're like throwing us to the sharks. How am I supposed to write a song? I don't know how to write a song. Even though I went to a Google Meet, I still felt unprepared and I was nervous. It was nerve-wracking because what if I don't do good? And so I just stared at these words and I was like, where do I begin? Here's an actual quote from my reflections that I've done. And it said, I had no idea where to start or what to rhyme with what. And that is so true. I was lost. I knew that I was probably going to copy the structure of the Alec Benjamin song. But I know the basics of rhyming, like cat and hat. I don't know, like, the big ones. And I learned that of writing a song. I did use the internet, but I also learned how some words may not seem like they rhyme, but they have that little like lilt at the end that makes them come together. And even the words that don't rhyme, they still come together somehow. And at first I started putting everything together by syllables and that did not get me anywhere. Actually, my end song has in some parts more syllables than the actual lyrics and less syllables than the actual lyrics as well. But so yeah, that didn't work out doing by syllable. And I don't know exactly when I was like, oh wow, this is getting easy. But I can tell you how everything started getting easier. I said in my reflection, I said, what helped was just reading a line over and over again. And it was. I read a line over and over again. I looked at Alec Benjamin's lyrics, read it, and then thought about what I wanted to write about and what I wanted to say in my song. And I read a lyric over and over again. For like the first lyric, she was 14 with her best friend by her side. The original lyric is she was 19 with the baby on the way. And I knew this song was going to just portray me and my best friend, nobody else. So I was like, okay, maybe I can do my past. And I did. So I read that line over and over again. And I read it over and over again. And I read it over and over again. And then I read the next line over and over and over and over and over and over until it matched, until I thought it clicked. That's how I wrote my song. I can tell you that the hardest part was starting. Another quote is, the challenge was starting the writing process. Just right there, out and center. It was hard because I not only was scared, but I was clueless. Very, very much clueless. Some people might have experience with writing songs, even poetry, but I did not. I just liked writing narrative, nothing to do with rhyming. So I really thought this was not going to go good. But I remember sitting at my computer, staring at it, and then the first two lyrics were easy, and then the next two lyrics were harder, and then the next two lyrics were harder than the last two, and so on. And then I don't know what exactly happened, but I just got into a groove. I finally understood how things work, how syllables work, how the rhyming works, how I wanted to tell my story with these different words that I was picking and choosing and picking and choosing and placing and then taking those words out because that didn't fit. But I got into a groove, and I remember I looked at the time and it was maybe like 7 o'clock at night. And then I looked at it again, and it was 10, and all of a sudden, 3 hours went by before my eyes because I was so absorbed into this song. And after I ate dinner, I told my parents I had to keep going. Like, I had writer's block at first, but now I didn't. I was, like, full on going hard at this song. And I ended up actually finishing the song. that night, and then the next morning, I rested, and I went back, read it, made some few changes again, and I submitted it. And I am very proud of this song that I have, because even though it's probably not near as perfect as the original, or not near as perfect as all the other songs out there in the world, it is still a song that I made, and that is, well, mine. And now, I guess, for the final product, my song. So I'm not going to be singing it because I do not have an angelic voice whatsoever. It's going to be really just a fast talking. So if I like go like high or low, sorry, I'm just trying to alter my voice to what I want it to be like for the song, how I would think the song would be. So here we go. She was 14 with her best friend by her side on the best side of the city. She was just getting by doing homework in the evening. She just needed to take a break. So she called her best friend and asked about her day and crossed town. Her best friend was awake thinking of all the things that could possibly change. They would sit down with each other and tell each other it'd be alright. They were hoping for the day when life would be a delight. They'd never be alone, have each other hold. And when things would all fold, they'd say, life's not great, but it's not that bad if we have each other and that's all we have. I'll be your friend and I'll hold your hand. You should know I'll be there for you when life's not great, when life's not kind. If we have each other, then everything will be fine. I will be your friend and I'll hold your hand. You should know I'll be there for you. They were children and being kids in ways on the east side of the city to where everyone would play. They had just found each other and memories already made, and though friendship was never easy, they were thankful that they became best friends. And though sometimes they fought, they were never leaving each other second thought. No, they weren't even old enough to drive away, but they never even thought of this because they would always stay. Even at the start, they could never part. And when things got hard, they'd say, life's not great, but it's not that bad if we have each other and that's all we have. I'll be your friend and I'll hold your hand. You should know I'll be there for you when life's not great, when life's not kind. If we have each other, then everything will be fine. I'll be your friend and I'll hold your hand. You should know I'll be there for you. You should know I'll be there for you. I'm 15 and everyone's growing up. I know we don't have forever and I know that can be tough. So I'm thankful for my best friend who's more than just a friend. She's become my sister to the very, very end. I know she never hurt me and I hate to see her sad. So I wrote this song to tell her that she's not that bad. I wrote this song to tell her that she's not that bad. I wrote this song to tell her that life's not great, but it's not that bad if we have each other. That's all we have. I'll be your friend and I'll hold your hand. You should know I'll be there for you when life's not great, when life's not kind. If we have each other, then everything will be fine. I'll be your friend and I'll hold your hand. You should know I'll be there for you. You should know I'll be there for you. So, there's my song. I just want to say that I'm very proud of that, and that please don't mind my singing voice because it's not the greatest in the world. So I'm guessing it could probably be better if somebody was a little bit more talented than I was. But all in all, this was amazing, and I'm so glad I got to experience this. Being able to sit back and having to reread everything I was making, producing, saying, putting out there, I came across a couple things, honestly. One, friendship is very important to me. It's probably one of the, I value that. That's one of my highest values up there with family. And this friendship I have with my best friend is truly amazing, and I hope that in the future that we won't grow apart like most friends do, and I hope that we stick together. And a lot of things that have been like speaking out to me through the song process is that you need somebody there by you through all the hard and tough times. It's okay to be alone at times, but it's also not okay to be alone at times. Because from experience, when I was alone without a friend, it was hard. It was very sad and lonely, and I was almost sad quite a bit when I was with other people surrounding me, and they lit up my world, and then my best friend walked through that door, and I was no longer lonely. So I think it's very important to have someone there with you. If you go look up Alec Benjamin's song, If We Have Each Other, then you'll notice why. His song also talks about a lot of people, about somebody being there for you, and whether that's a mother, a husband or wife, or a sister or brother, I think you need someone to lift you up when you are down, and to make you smile when you just want to cry all day, and to make you angry, and to make you happy, and to feel all those emotions. I'm not saying it has to be a friend. I'm not saying it has to be a brother or sister. I'm saying that I think there's somebody out there for you that will make all these emotions bubble up inside you. And I am telling you that you're not alone. Because even though it may feel like it at this time, there is someone out there just waiting for you. Waiting for you to walk through the door and become a song. So yeah, that's a very big lesson I learned. That somebody's always there beside you, whether you know it or not. So I'm going to wrap this up now. I hope you enjoyed my songwriting process. It was very hard. So, yeah, have a great day or great night whenever you're listening to this. And see you later.